those in those shows. But we need to move on and get our guest on for today. I'm delighted to say that we have a man on our show who is an MLS Cup winner from last year, a member of Sporting Kansas City after their triumphant 2013 season, looking for the repeat this year. Joining us today on WFD, Sunni Saad, ladies and gentlemen. Sunni, a pleasure to have you on the show today, mate. How are you? Are you still on cloud nine yet, or have you come down from last season?
Not sure yet. Still on cloud nine, but every preseason, so reality kicking in, and we're ready to go win another one.
Let's go back to last season first and foremost. I mean, your last appearance for SKC was in the conference semifinals against New England, thrown on in extra time. What's it like for especially a young player like yourself? Was there nerves at all when you step into that sort of arena, know that they're looking for a goal, or is it just a case of you just take it all in your stride, even you know, just with a couple of years in the league?
I mean, there's definitely a lot of nerves. I'm pretty sure there'll be nerves no matter how many years do you have under your belt, but you just take it as any regular game, and you want to win any game that you play in. And as being a young guy, I did have a couple years experience, and those definitely helped me in being able to perform and compete at the highest level, especially in the conference semifinal.
When you look back on it now, I mean, does it seem any of it just a complete blur? Are there real instances through that playoff run that you can pick out and say, you know, that was a moment where we believed and we knew and felt that this was going to be our year?
Yeah, there were moments, I'd say, especially after we beat Houston, because we had lost to Houston the previous two times. Mm. So I think as soon as we beat them, we knew that we had a very good chance at winning it. And we were really excited.
What were your thoughts when it went down to the penalty shootout as well? Obviously, Jimmy Nielsen was struggling with injury that night against RSL in the MLS Cup final. But what do you think when you're sat there watching your side? You're so emotionally invested in that moment. What was going through your head?
You know, it was very nerve-wracking. We scored a goal and then they tied it, and it was. It was kind of frustrating, but going into the penalty shootout, it was kind of destined to be, because we had done the same thing in the U.S. Open Cup, and we knew that we had a little bit more experience, and our home fans knew that as well when it came to that penalty shootout. I think everyone basically said this is the last thing that we have to do in order to win the cup, and Jimmy Nielsen was fighting through some injuries, and everyone, I mean, it was freezing outside. the ball was basically plastic, and it changes in that kind of weather, and it's very difficult to kick, but we remained focused, and we did really well, and we were able to convert, and they missed their chances. They missed that last chance, and it was just a euphoric feeling running to congratulate Jimmy and to celebrate with the fans.
Do you think that home field advantage played a big deal, especially in something like a shootout? You feel a little bit more just at home in your own surroundings?
Of course. I mean, for example, if United played the Champions League final at Old Trafford all the time, or the FA Cup final at Old Trafford instead of Wembley, it's huge for them and huge for the fans, and the team feels it. The team feels it, and I mean, everyone feels together.
It's as you say, you just personally described it, a euphoric moment. What's it been like in the off season now? Have you been walking around with a little bit of a swagger about yourself, you know, waiting for that ring to come your way and whatnot?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely have a lot of confidence with winning the MLS Cup. We know that. We did everything that we had to do to be the best in the league. And, you know, there's a chip on our shoulder as well, because that's what all the teams in MLS are fighting to do, to win the MLS Cup. We can be a little bit satisfied with the results and the championship. At the same time, we can't stop. And we can't stop now. And we have to keep going and keep progressing as a team and as an organization, and, and look to keep winning games and MLS Cups and championships in general. We have the Champions League starting up soon, so that's our next target, and we take one game at a time.
What's Peter said since you've all returned, obviously, for pre-season training? Has it been very much a we need to stay focused and everybody's got a target aimed at us at this moment in time? What's Peter kind of doing to just keep everybody calm after the euphoric ending of last season?
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. The euphoric ending was incredible and almost a storybook ending. And we all want to relive that for the rest of our life, but we know that life goes on, and there are more championships to be won, more games to be played. So we're focused, and that's what basically Coach is saying right now. Peter's saying that, hey, we won the cup. So there definitely is a chip on our shoulder, and we need to continue to progress as a team and work even harder now, because that's how the good players become great. Once they achieve success, they keep going and they keep their foot on the pedal.
How's it been for you personally? We spoke to Mike LaHood of the Philadelphia Union earlier in the week, and he said it's a shock to the system getting back into the fitness training of preseason. How about yourself? How are you finding it?
Yeah, I mean, it's always going to be tough the first week, especially with all the fitness tests and whatnot. But I was confident. I played a little bit back home and did some fitness back home. During my off-season, the short off-season that I had. And I know a lot of the guys on the team were very diligent at doing so. So we all came in fit, had some great scores on the fitness test, and now it's time to play with the ball, which we love more than anything.
And plenty of new faces as well as you come back for preseason. What's it like going into the first training session of the year and seeing the new faces from the MLS draft and whatnot about the club? How do you approach it? Is it immediately straight over there and have a chat with them, or is it wait for them to maybe come to you? How do you like to approach that sort of thing?
I honestly feel like a veteran among them, basically, they have to catch up. They have to learn to adapt to our system. I think they're doing a great job so far. With any team, you're going to have new faces and new players. So I think the teams that adapt, have them adapt quicker and really kind of work together, then those are the teams that are going to have some great success.
Now, I'm not expecting it, Sunny, to be anything like kind of Richie Incognito and what he did at the Miami Dolphins, but is there any sort of kind of hazing for the new guys, like shaving foam in the locker or something like that? What do you guys do for it?
I mean, there's not really hazing. There's rookie duties that are necessary for all, get in the water and stuff like that. Mm. As for hazing, that's a tough one. I wouldn't say there's any hazing, but there's definitely rookie duties and picking up the balls after practice. So whether that's me and Dom just taking shots for however long we want, they'll be there to pick it up. So
it's almost like earning their place, I guess, in the side and letting them know that they have to earn that right to get to where you guys are now, I guess.
Yeah, it kind of humbles you, because a lot of players just sign and think that that's it. But it definitely, it's more than that.
What about for you for the, obviously, MLS Cup success last year, and you guys will be wanting to repeat that. You've also got the Champions League as well. For you right now, the start of this season, if you could have one of those trophies, which one would you prefer to be taking home come the end of this season?
Personally, I'd love to have both, but I have to say Champions League. The Champions League would be incredible to win, because that secures a place in the World Club Championships. So it'd be a great experience to go there and to also have another trophy under my belt.
Sunny, I wish you all the best of luck for the preseason, mate. And we really appreciate you taking the time out to have a chat with us on the show. Are you counting down the minutes now until that first game against Seattle on the start of the season, or are you still just staying focused for these Champions League games coming up?
Honestly, staying focused right now. We still have a couple of preseason games coming up, so we have this trip in Arizona, and then we have a trip in Orlando, and I guess that's where my head's right now. But in the back of my head, we're definitely thinking about the games coming up. We traveled to Seattle, and then right away we played the Champions League quarterfinal. It wouldn't be smart to just forget about those games and just worry about what's happening right now. So I think keeping in the back of my mind is good, is a good reminder that we need to really pick up the pace this offseason.
It's not long left as well, under just over a month before that first game. Suni, we hope that the SKC crew can all have a fantastic year this year, especially yourself. Thank you so much for joining us, and we really appreciate as well you signing the jersey that's been sent out to us at World Football Daily, which our listeners can grab, man. We really appreciate that.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Have a cracking season, mate. Suni Saad there joining us here on World Football Daily, talking about preseason with Sporting Kansas City and giving us a lowdown on some of his reflections on that last year, what it's like to win an MLS Cup. Absolutely fantastic. And obviously the new boys coming in as well, you know. I like that. I very much like you earn your kind of right to but not go and be one of the ball boys at the training ground. As the young guys come in, you know, it's similar to the old school, like polishing the boots, that sort of thing. I'm a big fan of that. SKC, kind of, you know, not hazing. You know, as I said, it's not Richie Incognito style, that's for sure. Although I bet there's some stuff that goes on behind the scenes that we're probably not going to be able to ever hear about unless it's completely off the record. But I do think it's good that you have that sort of earning your place and earning your stripes, so to speak, in the side. And Suni Saad, as I said, has signed a Sporting Kansas City jersey for us, which we will be giving away in our Major League Soccer giveaway. There's a couple of other clubs as well. We're getting jerseys in left, right and centre here at World Football Daily, signed by various players. We're going to try and get them on the show to talk to you, and of course there'll be your opportunity to win those jerseys come the start of March and the new Major League Soccer season. Big thanks there to MLS Cup winner Suni Saad there, the man who is signing that jersey we are giving away on World Football Daily. Come